Charlie's been in overdrive with his poetry, and I'm grateful for that. I'm still getting used to being back at work with my eye not 100%. I find I'm a little more tired than usual. I think it's because my good eye is having to work overtime because the vision in my other eye is pretty blurry and a little distorted. Still, it's good to be easing into life and finding my new normal. I'm appreciating every minute of it, especially coming home to our little love bug Cora, putting my feet up and kicking back with the big guy. Anywho, here's Charlie's latest. They say move it or lose it. I guess that's true not just for your body, but for mechanical things too. Whiskers in the carburetor. Junior's truck, let's be clear, he uses maybe once a year for hauling big stuff to the dump, a busted couch, a rotten stump. But like a bear half hibernated, his truck, it woke up irritated. He fiddled some beneath the hood, but still, it didn't run so good. It jerked and sputtered, almost stopped. He barely made it to the shop where Tiger looked it over good. And Junior took off, like he should, to buy them both a cup of joe and donuts in a box to go. Upon returning, Junior found Tiger still was poking round. Tiger asked, only fitting, "How long's this thing been sitting?" "'Bout a year," my friend replied. Tiger goes, "Let's look inside this carburetor. What the hell? It might just have a tale to tell." Ah, I found the perpetrator, Whiskers in the carburetor. "Mice," he says, "just like I thought, all snug in there till one got caught. Your engine, it won't be coughing if you start it up more often. All you rodents need your rest, but think before you build your nest. An engine's cozy as can be until the driver turns the key." That's it for now. Catch you on the flip side.